My name's John. I'm a sinner. I got all kinds of problems. God is working on them together with me. I'm so grateful for that. In his family, the worse your story, the warmer you're welcome. So you come right on in today. And your life may have been a mess. That's okay. Your mess is your message when you find God in the midst of it. And what I want to talk to you about today is just a single statement. I'll get to it in a moment. We're walking through the 12 steps together as a way to access God's presence and power in our life. Such a gift. And step 10 is, now that we have learned how to take a fearless and searching moral inventory, continue to take inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. And this brings us to one of the most important dynamics, principles, little sayings that's real sticky in the 12 steps that comes directly from the Bible and from Jesus that you get to live into today. Because life is overwhelming to us. But we're not meant to face all of life at once. It's very interesting. The 12 steps does not involve a step that says, I promise I will never drink again as long as I live. So I want to start with a kind of an analogy. I want you to imagine for a moment that you were to walk into a room and it's filled with all of the food that you are going to eat over the course of your entire life. Let's say that you live to be about 80 years or so. The Department of Agriculture says that every year the average American will eat 1,996 pounds of food. That's about a ton. So now multiply that times 80. If you went into a room that carried everything you're going to eat in a lifetime, I got it right here, 46,000 pounds of dairy, unless you're lactose intolerant, 14,000 pounds of beef and poultry, unless you're a vegetarian, 7,000 pounds of butter and fat, unless I don't know what. If somebody sat you down in a warehouse and had you look at all of that and said you got to eat it, you would be absolutely overwhelmed. And yet we will all do it. How do we do it? What's our secret to putting away 80 tons of food? Well, we do it one day at a time. When we look too far into the future, when we try to anticipate every problem that we might have and every difficulty that we don't know how to solve right now, we get easily overwhelmed and we're afraid. When we think about all the things that we want and that we might not get, we get overwhelmed by it. We were made to do life in dependence on God in a very particular unit, one day at a time. French philosopher Blaise Pascal wrote, "We never keep to the present. We anticipate the future as if we found it too slow in coming and we're trying to hurry it up. Or we recall the past as if to stay, it's too rapid flight. We are so unwise that we wander about in times that do not belong to us and do not think to live in the time that actually does belong to us. Thus, we never actually live, but only hope to live. Since we're always planning how to be happy, it's inevitable that we never are so. How will you handle all the heartbreak, all the disappointments, all the difficulty, all the loss, all the people that you love that go through pain or bring you pain? One day at a time." Now, this is so central that right from the beginning, when God formed his community Israel and led them out of Egypt toward the promised land, he was teaching them about this. He was bringing them not just into a space, the promised land, but into a time. And here's what we read about this in the book of Exodus. God commanded Israel and told them that God was going to provide for them. And they woke up in the morning and there was a layer of dew. And when it was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground, like frosted flakes appear in the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And they called it manna, which actually sounds like the Hebrew, apparently, for what is it? Or in the urban version, what it is. But there were particular instructions given to them. Moses said, go out and gather it, and they did. And the one who gathered little did not have too little, and the one that gathered much did not have too much. Everybody gathered as much as they needed. And Moses said to them, no one is to keep any of it until the morning. However, some of them paid no attention to Moses, and they kept part of it till the morning. But in the morning, it was full of maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. What were they learning? One day at a time. Man will be here today. Man will be here tomorrow. You are not in charge of tomorrow. You live life one day at a time. That's the man of principle. They were told that when the Sabbath came, there would be enough provided for them the day before, so the Sabbath could be a day of rest. So Moses says, bake what you want to bake, boil what you want to boil, fry what you want to fry, stew it, grill it, manna tartar, manna banana pudding, however, you apparently a lot of different ways to fix it, but God will provide. And you will even be able to take off the Sabbath, and they learned that they could. And then Jesus comes along, and when he gives us the great prayer, part of that great prayer, just directly from the manna principle, give us this day our daily bread. Not make sure today that I got enough bread for tomorrow so that I can feel secure. Now, we're to be wise, and we are to plan, and we're to do that financially and vocationally and educationally and so on. Yes, yes, yes. But our security is never there. Our security can only be in God. And often it's only when our yesterdays have been badly tarnished and our days have been irrevocably compromised that I learn, oh, God will get me through today. God will be with me today. I love these words. This is from one of the wisest people I have known. His name was Lou Smeeds, and he writes this about time. I bought a brand new date book yesterday. This is back in the day when people had things called date books. I don't have time to get into that. Kind I use every year, spiral bound, black imitation leather covers wrapped around pages and pages of blank squares. Each square has a number to tell me which day of the month I am in at the moment. Every square is a frame for one episode of my life. Before I am through with the book, I will fill the squares with classes I will teach, people with whom I will eat lunch, everlasting committee meetings I will sit through. And these are only the things I cannot afford to forget. I fill the squares, too, with things I do not write down for me to remember. Thousands of cups of coffee, some lovemaking, some praying, and I hope gestures of help to my neighbors. Whatever I do, it has to fit inside one of those squares on my date book, one day at a time, manna for today. That's what become new is, manna for today. I live, Lou wrote, one square at a time. The four lines that make the square are the walls of time that organize my life. Everything I do has to fit into one square. I cannot straddle the lines. Each square has an invisible door that leads to the next square. At a silent stroke, the door opens, and I am pulled through it as if by a magnet, sucked into the next square in the line. There I will again fill the time frame that seals me, fill it with my busyness just as I did the square before. As I get older, the squares seem to get smaller. One day, I will walk into a square that has no door. There will be no mysterious opening and no walking into an adjoining square. One of those squares will be terminal. I do not know which square it will be. And that square came several decades ago for my friend Lou. And that's the hope in which he lived, the hope that gives me the ability to live in this little square today. Is the hope that the final square will be a door and not a prison and not a casket. And so I live one day at a time. Now, God will always invite you to live this day. And the evil one will always try to get you to live either in anxiety about the future or in regret and guilt about the past. So the invitation is, one day at a time, the man in principle. Give us today our daily bread. That's the prayer. Give us today our daily bread. So live today in this day, not in anxiety about the future, not in regret about the past, just one day at a time together with God. A few thoughts about that. Today, as you live in one day at a time, this is part of continuing to take inventory. As you live in one day at a time, this is just a one day at a time practice, step 10, be grateful. Right now, are you kidding me? I get to read words written by Lou Smeeds. And I get to look into equipment that some of you are so generous you provided, and then some of you are so gifted you can figure out the technology of it, and I can do things that I love to do for people that I love to do it with and for, and we can walk through this together. Just pause, for crying out loud. What a miracle. Be grateful. Just when your manna comes, whatever it is you're eating today, be grateful for that. Relax today. Anxiety will try to get you to worry about tomorrow. So just for today, be aware of it. You can give it a name. When I was in Oklahoma quite recently, somebody came up who's a part of the Fellowship of the Withered Hand and told me that he had named his anxiety Fred. I mentioned before a woman that sees Dr. Rick who named her anxiety Wilma, to just learn to be gentle with it, not to resist it, but to accept it and then be present to the presence in the present. And so he's named his anxiety Fred, Fred and Wilma, if you've ever watched the Flintstones. You can name your anxiety if you want to. Allow it to be, but then just come back to God. In this moment right now, smile. You do that. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This day, we're made to live in this day, because each day is a gift from God. And when I'm trying to live in tomorrow, I'm neglecting His great gift of this day. Today, be generous. There's going to be enough manna. There is going to be enough manna. Whatever kind of manna you're concerned about, He's going to bring it, so you can afford to share with others. Whoever gathered too much didn't have too much. Whoever gathered too little, you can share with somebody else. One day at a time. That's the prayer. That's the invitation. But then tomorrow, keep coming back. It works if you work it.
Hey, you just finished a video from our series Steps, which is based on John's new book, recently released, also called Steps. So you could pick that book up anywhere that you like to purchase your books, or find out more information about it at becomenew.com. If you're someone that would like to start practicing, working, doing the steps with a friend or a small group or your church, we've created a web portal for you that should get you all the resources you need to get started. You can just go to dothesteps.com. We are a community that's dedicated to growing spiritually in Christ one day at a time. And a big part of that is prayer. So there's a team of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for Become New and for viewers just like yourself. So if you have a prayer request, you can send it to us at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.